Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, you've noticed that we've had more guests on. There's a reason for that, because after 17 years of doing that, I need help after a little while there, right? And I'm talking about keeping my voice. So we're going to have the Black Robe Regiment, Dan Fisher, live with us in just a couple minutes. By the way, we're going to have Jesse Ventura, former Governor Jesse Ventura, on the radio with us on Friday. And we're working on some other people as well, friends. And we're trying to find people we can ask real questions to. We're not just trying to get guests on the show, because to be quite honest, I don't really care what a lot of their opinions are. I care about bringing about the resolve to the issues in which Americans face today. And the only way that we're going to do that is by getting back to the Word of God, number one, and number two, the people that tell the truth and those that understand the U.S. Constitution. Because there's a lot of smart people out there, friends, that are good for nothing. And why do I say it that way? Because they don't know how to tell the truth. We don't want that, okay? So again, what we're going to be talking about is the unsung heroes, the Black Robe Regiment with Dan Fisher. He'll be with us in just a couple of minutes here. Before we get to that, if you want to watch us live, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com or right up on the top left side of the page. Tim Brown's morning show's there. On the left side is my show, the afternoon show, 2 to 3 Central Standard Time. If you want to go over to beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, we are there as well. Now, I do want to say this. If you want to call in at any time, you got questions for Dan, I will do my best to get those questions over to Dan. I will let you ask him. But you're going to have to be patient with me because when it comes to the topic in which we're going to talk, there's a lot of information that's going to be dropped on us, to say the least. But again, we're going to be talking about the Black Robe Regiment. They are, in fact, the unsung heroes of the independent war in which we know as the Revolutionary War. So again, I'm looking forward to that. He'll be with us in just a couple minutes. If you want to call in at any time, please do 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Listen, we're not just here for questions that are softballs. If you have difficult questions or questions that may contend with the faith that we're delivering to you, Jude 3 and 4, send it our way. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Is it true? Oh, you know it's true. And Charles Spurgeon's the one that actually coined that. I added a little too, and I took a little away to make it my own. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Is it not true? Yes, it is. The Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests, indeed. Folks, if there's one thing that I've taken note of since I've been born anew of the Spirit, John 3:3, is the way that people mock God. And I'm talking about the wicked, the heathen, the evildoers. Those that are controlled by the spirit of disobedience, that serve their father who loves to mock the Christ. This is what losers do. This is what underachievers do. This is what the blind do. We show mercy to them people, those that are blinded by the God of this world. We give unto them the gospel of Jesus Christ. But I'll tell you what, every once in a while there's people that mean what they say. And when the Bible says that God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap, it means just that. God is not mocked. Folks, if you want to aim your fire, you want to aim your scoffings and your mockings, it's best to just hold it in your wicked heart. Because we understand the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who could know it? Just hold it there, because the minute you shoot it out of your mouth, you're going to be held accountable for those words. Jesus said you're accountable for every idle word and every idle thought. Think about that. And we're going to have to answer to him for that on Judgment Day. And he judges the living and the dead. Okay? So let's go to one such person. We have a comedian here. I'm going to show you the video. You'll hear the audio. She brags about being triple jabbed. Then she mocks Jesus in the process of doing so. And before you know it, friends, she passes out on stage as she ends up fracturing her skull. You'll be able to see on the video, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com, you'll be able to see her hit her head quite hard on the floor, which ended up, as I said, fracturing her skull. Now, do we wish this upon anybody? No. But people, you need to understand that you are mocking a judge. Okay, your judge, everybody's judge, because Scripture is clear that everyone will bend the knee and profess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That's what I love about my big brother, because he knows what he's talking about and he doesn't lie. And rest assured, that applies to everybody on this planet. I don't care who you are, from the lowest to the highest, you will answer my big brother, just like this woman had to. And I want to show you this video. And again, friends, we don't wish this upon anybody, but there's a point where people need to understand that God is not mocked. But apparently she hasn't learned her lesson. Hopefully she has.
I want you to know, double-vaxxed, booster, flu shot, and I'm going to be honest, I have the shingle shot too. And I still get my period. What? Yes! Traveled, went to Mexico twice. Did shows, meet and greets, never got COVID. Clearly, Jesus loves me the most. Seriously.
Now watch her.
So nice. So nice.
Boom.
So how did that work out? And folks, everybody's going to meet that fate, but why people have to go outside of their bounds and take it another step. And by the way, this only proves the point that he is alive forevermore. Isn't it interesting? False gods could be mocked all day long, and they go for naught. There is consequence when you mock the living God. And that's exactly what we see here. And by the way, we see this across the boards, and I don't mean to keep saying, by the way, but there's so many different points and so many different fronts that we can attack, because we've seen this over and over and over and over again, where people want to mock the Lord. And what is the end game for those people that mock the Lord? Well, as Thomas Addison rightly said, a famous preacher, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And this woman literally ate her own words right on the spot for the world to see. I hope she finds salvation. I truly do, because we know that there is no pleasure with the Lord in the death of the wicked. But again, friends, on the other side of that, holding to the judge's words, God is not mocked, and we can clearly see that's the case with this comedian. Now, folks, what we're going to do, we're going to come back on the other side with the Black Robe Regiment, the unsung heroes of the Revolutionary War, the War of Independence, and we're going to bring the Black Robe Regiment up. Dan Fisher, live with yours truly. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you've got questions for Dan or myself during the interview, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Billy Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Listen, we got much to talk about here, and these are the unsung heroes of the Revolutionary War. And there was some time ago that we were on the road, and we actually ran into a guy named Dan Fisher. And he does this program where he actually reenacts the Black Robe Regiments. And we were so taken with it, we were just hoping that we would run into him again. This is the truth of the matter. My kids got the book. It's called The Black Robe Regiments. And it's interesting, my 16-year-old, he read it up right away. My kids were watching all of Dan Fisher's videos. Because, again, this is a portion of history that most people don't know. And put that up against Hosea 4:6 when you get a moment. But I also want to make clear, people, that people understand that this history goes back again to those that in most cases don't know the history of the church in America. And again, when we talk about the Black Robe Regiment, I could talk about this topic all day long, but there's nobody better to have on the radio than Dan Fisher. Now, I want to say this really quick before I introduce Dan. The other day I was reading a commentary by Charles Spurgeon, and he was talking about the church, and all of a sudden Dan Fisher just drops in on me. And, you know, I mean, we've got 1,000 things going on, and so does Dan. And he just comes in out of nowhere, and I said, Lord, okay, I'll reach out to him right now. And so what I did is I reached out to him, and I said, you want to jump on the air with me on Wednesday? And he said he would do so, so we're happy to have him. Dan has been a preacher since he was 16 years old. He's been a full-time pastor since 1981. He's remained as the senior pastor of a 1,000-member church in Yukon, Oklahoma. Dan also served in the Oklahoma legislature for 2 terms, from 2012 to 2016. Wow, right? In 2018, Dan was an Oklahoma gubernatorial candidate, and Dan presently serves with Pastor Paul Blair as co-pastor of Fairview Baptist Church in Edmond, Oklahoma. And there's much more here, Dan, and if you want to, you can go ahead and share that with us. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. We welcome you, and we're thankful that you're out there, my brother.
Oh, Joe Bradley. It's good to see you, man. How are you?
I'm doing good. You know, we're doing what we've always done. I think we're busier now than we ever have. Last year, the ministry grew 70%. So it seems like ministries like mine, when people get in trouble, it seems like they run right back to the Word of God. We have to keep preaching it. So we couldn't ask for more favor right now from the Lord to bring people or the opportunity. So all is well on our front. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, you know, as I introduced you, I brought you up, Dan, as one that we met on the road. And didn't hear your program just once, but twice. And the truth be told, we were taken with the program. And not only just that, but it was anointed, Isaiah 10:27.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the difference in all the world concerning what we subject ourselves to. But would you do me a favor? Would you share with 155 cities now, Dan, the history of who the Black Robe Regiment are? Because many people truly do not understand who these courageous preachers were.
Sure, yeah. Well, let's go back to the First Great Awakening. It was after the First Great Awakening that the churches in America started to wake up. Before that, it's hard for people to believe, but the church was relatively apathetic in America in the colonies. Hmm. But the stranglehold on the British continued to tighten on the colonies. The framers, the people that we know of like Madison, Jefferson, Adams, all those people, had petitioned the king and parliament, and of course they would not relent, and eventually they declared their independence. But what had been going on between the Great Awakening and the Declaration of Independence, is these preachers had been preaching in their pulpits every Sunday principles of liberty, proper government, the responsibility of Christians to stand against tyranny, all of these things. So they were primed and ready. So ultimately, historians have now looked back and they've said, hey, it was these guys who were fanning the flames of liberty that actually caused the Declaration of Independence to be written and America to declare its independence. So once that happens, then these guys not only talk, but they walk, and they start recruiting the men of their churches. And many of these fellows went out on the battlefield preachers and fought. And the British, of course, knew that the church was the primary problem in their, you know, gaining control over the colonies. And so they labeled these preachers, and the title Black Regiment actually refers to the robes that all these guys wore. Back in those days, every preacher, it didn't matter, Baptist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Congregational, they all preached in black robes. So this was intended to be a term of criticism, see? You know, we use the term today as a term of respect. But what the British were doing is they were trying to target these guys. So many of these preachers, when they were caught on the battlefield, even while they were trying to surrender, they were killed. They were literally murdered while trying to surrender. So these guys were the real reason that the America that we know really exists today. And later on, guys like John Adams and all these others, they admitted that it was the pulpit that was actually the place where the fire was built that ultimately births what we now know as free America. So that's who the Black Robed, I call them Black Robed Regiment, because if I say Black Regiment, people don't know what that means.
Yeah, yeah.
If I say Black Robed, then they go, oh, okay, he's talking about robes. And, of course, most people, when I first heard of the Black Robe Regiment, I thought people were talking about judges. The only people I could think of that wore black robes.
Right.
And then when I found out it was the preachers, I'm thinking, well, where's this been all of my life? So, and then the rest is just history. We tell the story. It's grown.
I don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but in contrast, what are you seeing from the pulpits today in comparison of that of the Black Robe Regiment during the founding era of this country?
Cowards, compromisers. Yeah, see, most pastors today believe the lie of separation of church and state. They're worried about being politically correct instead of biblically correct. And they're cowardly. They're hirelings. They're just doing it for a paycheck. And like Jesus said, with the hireling, he sees the predator approaching. He'll ditch the sheep, run to save his own hide. And that's exactly what preachers do today. George Barna was studying the preachers, and he was asking them, does the Bible address all of the controversial issues in our culture today? And they said, yes. He said, you're going to preach on them. They said, no. But this was a survey that Barna did in 2014. So he asked the preachers, well, why not? And the two top reasons that the preachers gave is it would hurt the size of their congregations and hurt the size of their offerings. Well, well said by a bunch of hirelings that do it for a paycheck.
That's exactly right. Amen.
Yeah.
Listen, I could be on the radio for 3 hours today just talking about this very topic, but it's very refreshing, Dan, in all honesty, when you get others to admit what's going on out there. So with your message, have you bumped up against the Pharisees of the day? Have you? Can you share a little of that with us, please?
Oh, sure. You know, one of the things that they'll say is, well, Dan wants to establish a theocracy. Well, first of all, why would I want these dodos in charge of the government? Look at what they've done to the church. So, no, we don't want a theocracy. What we want is for Christians to be salt and light. And you can't do that by sitting in your church and that's it. And you sure can't do it by sitting in a church that won't address the issues. So, like, for instance, our church, when the churches were shutting down all over the country, we said, forget that. God called us to be the church. We're going to be the church all the time. So we wouldn't close down, and we're not going to close down. And if they told us to close down now, we'd say, well, you've got to lock us up because we're not shutting down. But the average pastor just rolled up in a fetal position and said, Mother, may I? And you tell me when I can open up again, sir.
You know what, folks? It really comes down to the point where it you almost have to laugh about it because you've cried about it so many times, and you've done your part in trying to bring about the answer. But, Dan, one of the things that we've seen across the country as well is when we stepped into doing high schools, you know, going out to those young people in public schools that are being subjected to everything and protected from nothing, the very people that I thought were going to be there in aiding me to get those kids in. Oh, they were the ones that were trying to bar me. They were trying to criticize me. And really what it comes down to is they don't want us doing what it is that they've left undone.
No. Yeah, well, and Bradley, you know this. If they know what they're supposed to do, then they're obligated and accountable to God to do something.
That's right.
And so they're not going to do it. Of course, they're accountable anyway because they intuitively know. They know this. They may not know the history of it, but they know in their gut that they're supposed to stand against tyranny. They know that just hiding behind their pulpits and preaching sugar and spice, everything nice, and Christian psychology every Sunday is not what they're called to do, and they know that.
Amen.
They know that.
Amen. You got a book here called The Black Earl Regiment, How the 18th Century Church Stood for Liberty and Why It Must Be Done Again. I've got you for another segment here, Dan, and what I want to do is I want to start throwing some quotes at you for some of the founders or some of those that were a part of the Black Earl Regiment. And in the process of doing that, I think people are really going to be taken back by church history in this country. And again, if they would read their Bibles in the U.S. Constitution, we can go back to the Declaration of Independence. If you've taken time to read the Mayflower Compact, it's like, goodness, that smacks of nothing but the pulpit.
That's exactly right.
Yep, so what we'll do is we're going to take a hard break really quick, and on the other side of this breakdown, we're going to pull you back up, and then we are going to get to some more of this information concerning the Black Robe Regiment. Folks, we're talking with Dan Fisher, the Black Robe Regiment. Folks, this stuff is second to none. Know your history. If you know this sort of history, you'll understand going forward as to how to right the wrongs on so many different fronts. Again, Dan Fisher, live with yours truly, the Black Robe Regiment. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back on the other side.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she supports increasing restrictions on members of Congress trading stocks. The Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge, or STOCK Act, bars members and employees of Congress from using non-public information derived from their official positions to inform stock trading. Pelosi had previously resisted a stock trading ban for members of Congress, telling reporters in December 2021 that we're a free market economy. The White House is set to fund a grant program for the Department of Health and Human Services that will hand out crack pipes to addicts. The taxpayer-funded grant will provide money to local governments and nonprofits to distribute smoking kits that include clean pipes and syringes to help make drug use safer. USA Radio News. The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
Yeah, it's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border. And the taxpayers, hardworking middle-class taxpayers, are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment. And unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner cities.
Masks will no longer be required inside businesses in New York starting on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Now listen, if you got any questions for Dan, go ahead and throw them out. I know I can see a lot of comments and questions being thrown out on social media platforms, but we want to hear from you. 1-866, you can ask Dan the questions for yourselves. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about bringing the Black Robe Regiment back to where it belongs and how the 18th century church stood for liberty and why it must be done again. So again, welcome back, Dan Fisher, Black Robe Regiment. And what I want to do now, sir, is I want to go ahead and throw a couple quotes at you by B.F. Morris, a historian back in 1864. Yeah. He said of the Black Robe Regiment, he said, "No class of men contributed more to carry forward the revolution and to achieve our independence than did these ministers." What say you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. In fact, historians, before the turn of the 20th century and just immediately after, Alice Baldwin, she said that the Declaration was the child of the pulpit. That's exactly right. Yeah. The problem is, Bradley, we haven't been taught our history for well over 75 years. So when people hear about pastors standing up for liberty, standing up for justice, and even being willing to fight for it if they have to, this is so foreign to us because we've had this sanitized Christianity shoved down our throats, and we've had our history censored. And so he is exactly right. I'm convinced had it not been for the Black Regiment, there wouldn't have been an America. There just wouldn't have been the fight in us. It was those guys who were doing the work from the pulpit, and they've been doing it. See, you got to understand, these guys have been doing this for decades. It wasn't just in 1776 when the Declaration comes about. The Declaration was produced by the preaching of these guys for about 3 or 4 decades.
And here we are. And here we are learning our history now after, what, 150 years later of what those men actually exhibited to give us what we have today. I think, you know, one of the messages that we give across the country, Dan, is this. Freedom is not free. Freedom was given unto us to do not what we want to do, but what we ought to do. And if we consider the hundreds of thousands of men that fought, bled, and died, ratifying that Constitution with their blood, we would be more gratuitous concerning how we deal with things in the present. And I think that is one of the issues. And again, as Wilson said, love him or hate him, Woodrow Wilson, you don't know where you came from. You don't know where you're going. And I think, again, that is the issue. Yep, Hosea 4:6. Let me throw another one at you really quick, because I just think that these are so... they're so good as to what was said in what's being covered or concealed today, or should I say censored from the American people. Here's another one for you. This is John Wingate Thornton, historian, 1860. England sent her armies to compel submission, and the colonists appealed to heaven. That's so important. What say you, my friend?
Yeah. Yeah, well, see, they believed, Bradley, they didn't believe in this unlimited submission concept that we get from passages like Romans 13. In fact, I just released a book entitled Unlimited Submission with a question mark, and I deal with Romans 13, 1 through 5. See, modern pastors teach that Paul said you've got to roll over and play dead and submit no matter what.
Yep.
Well, I don't believe that's what Paul was saying. So they hadn't been taught this nonsense, and they understood that if you're going to have liberty, there's always a tyrant standing there wanting to take it away. And the only way that you can have freedom of religious thought, freedom of expression, freedom of religious expression, is to stand up against tyrants because they want to silence the truth. So these guys had no desire to fight. They tried to avoid it every way they knew how. But ultimately, you either grow up and die and the gospel is forced underground, or you stand up, and if you have to, you fight for liberty. And that's the difference in then and today. And we have lost that basic understanding. Hey, and if I could put a shameless plug in.
Yes.
If folks want this book on the Black Regiment, I spent 2 years writing it. It's more like a textbook. It's filled with quotes. All of it's documented. They can go to danfisherbrr.com and then get that book, and then get the one on unlimited submission, where they can understand what I believe to be a proper understanding of Romans 13, and would not have this roll over and play dead reflex that modern Christians always have.
Amen. Well, you know, I always, when people bring up Romans 13 to me, I always talk about, well, what does Romans 12:21, which precedes Romans 13, have to say? We're to overcome evil by being the good. And I think of Moses confronting the meekest man alive, being sent by God to command Moses to let my people go. I think of Gideon. I think of the patriarchs. And then I think of Elijah confronting Ahab and Jezebel. And then I go to the New Testament, and I think about John the Baptist calling out all the evils of Herod in Luke 3:19, and Jesus even calling Herod a fox. Go tell that fox I'm not going anywhere. And then one more in the book of Acts, think about Peter being thrown in prison and being broken out two different times because it was the Lord that sent the angel to break him out of prison. So we need to keep it in perspective biblically as to the answers that we shoot from our heart, because I think there's so much of that hirelingisms going on in this country, John 10:12, that you're highlighting right now.
No, that's exactly right. And, you know, when Paul talks about government being the minister of God, it can only be so if it's proper. But what if the government's improper? What if instead of rewarding the doers of good and punishing the doers of evil, it does the opposite, and it rewards the doers of evil and punishes the doers of good? We got to stand up against it. Now, they'll say, well, Paul didn't. Well, he lived under a dictatorship. We live in a republic. We live where the government is the people.
That's right.
So, you know, when Jesus says, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, in America, Caesar is the people. Caesar's not stupid president of the Congress. That's they right. serve at our pleasure. Caesar is the people. And so you can't obey Jesus' command if you don't get off your rear end and do something.
Amen. You know what, Dan? What we need to do is have you have – you need to be a show host on this program as a stand-in for me sometime, because this
I'd
is exactly – well, we would love to have you do it. Listen, I want to throw this at you, and I'm throwing this at our viewers, our listeners, and I want, Dan, for you to answer this question if you wouldn't mind. Oh, this statement made by President, the third President of the United States of America, Thomas Jefferson, when he said – The tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. It is its natural manure. What would you say to something like that, and how would you apply it in the present in America today?
Well, it's exactly right, because, see, the problem with power is power always in a fallen world seeks to consolidate itself. And so about every two or three generations, the power brokers have been able to consolidate power enough that they want to stamp out individual liberty and individual worth. And so what Jefferson was saying, it's not that we want to fight, just like these preachers. They didn't want to. They did everything they could do to avoid it. But eventually, liberty is squashed by the tyrants. So republics are very fragile. That's why Benjamin Franklin told Mrs. Powell, we've given you a republic if you can keep it. Because republics are very fragile, because self-government is always a victim to tyrants that consolidate power. So what Jefferson is saying is about every two or three generations, you're going to have to fight in some way or at some level. Hopefully it doesn't come to bullets and bombs, but you're going to have to fight. And right now we're in a fight for the soul of liberty in America. And if the church doesn't speak up, just like they presided over the birth of liberty in North America, the church is going to preside over the literal destruction or the burial of liberty in America.
That's right. It was actually George Whitefield, the Great Awakening preacher, that said, you're either going to live for the blessing or you're going to be cursed. And there's no in-between us. Right. And you look at Deuteronomy 28, the verse 1 through 15 is the blessings. 15 through 55 are the curses. And you look at Leviticus 26, it's the same thing. That's still applicable today. How people think that's not applicable today, it bewilders me to no end. You were also a part of, you served in the Oklahoma legislature. So you seen firsthand to the tyrannies that were taking place behind closed doors concerning what the people were not viewing. You had a bird's eye view. And how would you apply this? Did this help this book along in the sense of actually being there, having the hat and the t-shirt per se, in experiencing the tyrannies within to understand the times in which we live today? Okay.
Yeah, I had already written the book, but it's also important that the folks know I was still the full-time pastor of a 1,000-plus member church while I served in the legislature. So I didn't get out of the ministry. I thought this was a part of my ministry.
Amen.
And that's the thing, Bradley, and you know this, but a lot of people who say they're conservatives, who say they're constitutionalists, aren't. And they know the right things to say when they're campaigning, but then they get elected and they get behind those closed doors. And I'm telling you, they are selling the American people and liberty down the river. And that's why we've got to sound the alarm, and why the church, if it would get off of its blessed assurance and do its job, it's a formidable enough army. Man, we can pull it off. It's
Amen.
Just, we won't speak out. Pastors run and hide. In fact, today, most pastors believe this is even a sin. So they've been so brainwashed, they don't even think you ought to speak out.
Yeah.
So that's why the army's AWOL.
Amen. So let me, I got 2 minutes before another break. Can I hold you over for one more segment, please?
Sure.
Okay, this is fantastic. So when you're sitting there in legislation and you see other said representatives selling out the American people, was that a shock to your system, or did you kind of expect to see that once you finally got into that position? And how did you respond to it, Dan? How did you respond to it as well?
Well, they called me the conscience of the House.
Amen.
So that'll kind of tell you. I was kind of on the outs with most of them, because I'd call them on the carpet on it, and they knew it. It wasn't really a surprise. Bradley, the only thing that was really frustrating is that people that I really do think know the Lord in government don't know our history well enough to know that they're actually selling us down the river. They kind of think if something's good, government ought to do it. No. Government shouldn't do most of the stuff that it's doing now. That's the job of free enterprise and the private sector. So what surprised me was just the blatant ignorance of these people.
Yeah. I got a hard break. Let's finish that statement up after the other side of this hard break, folks. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We're talking to our friend Dan Fisher, the Black Robe Regiment. And, folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. On the other side, we're going to direct you to the websites as well to get this book, friends. It is second to none. Should get my kids in here, as a matter of fact. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're talking to our friend Dan Fisher, the Black Robe Regiment. Dan, let's go ahead and lead our friends, viewers, and listeners to your website. Where can they get this book, my friend?
Yeah, they can go to Dan Fisher, BRR, stands for Black Robe Regiment, the three letters, danfisherbrr.com.
Okay, perfect. I got a caller from Texas here. Is this a question now, GCN, proposed to that, to Dan? Okay, it is. Good. Okay. I'm going to take a caller for you really quick here, Dan, and I want to see what Bob from Texas has to say. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Bob?
Oh, I say, man, you are God's gift to our survival, I think, and so is Dan. Anyway, I just loved his movie and all that. Anyway, the first sentence of U.S. law, in American law, what book follows Revelation? Does anybody know that?
In American law. Did you hear that, Dan? Are you asking Bob? Bob, are you asking Dan this question? Is that what you're proposing?
Are you or him or me will answer it.
Well, let's go ahead and direct it to that of Dan. And the question is what book? Now, go ahead and say that again one more time, please.
What book in American law follows Revelation?
Okay, so there you have it. Did you hear that, Dan?
Yeah, but I'm not really sure that I understand the question. Book in American law follows the Book of Revelation, Book of Concordance.
Yeah, I don't get it neither. I've never heard anything like that, and I'm not slapping you down, Bob, but I'm kind of lost on that one as well.
I don't guess I understand the question.
Okay. Well, with that said, Bob's not with us anymore, so let's get to it again. No, that's okay. Bob, if you want to go ahead and explain that, please do through GCN and go ahead and type it out for me, if you wouldn't mind. 1-866-582-9933. Dan, can you do me a favor? And one of the things the kids were really taken with, and so were the big kids, concerning some of the testimonials that you gave of our forefathers, namely the one where the flash kept going on behind the bush, and all of a sudden the flash stopped. Can you share that story with us, please?
Yeah, that was a pastor by the name of Thomas Allen. He was a pastor in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And like so many of these guys, and by the way, I think it's important that I note, this wasn't just a handful of rabble rousers. Okay, these were preachers from every denomination. There was probably 200 or more of them that actively served during the war as chaplains. And many of them, when they went out on the battlefield, they fought. And that's what Thomas Allen did. So Thomas Allen is at the Battle of Bennington, Vermont, August 16, 1777. And he's leading his men out there. He actually leads his men out there wearing his preaching robe, if you can imagine it. And he walks out into the killing zone between the two armies, and he gives the British the opportunity to surrender before he tells his men to open fire. So anyway, they fire at him. They miss him. So he goes back and he fights. He literally fights. He stands beside his brother Joseph, and they fight all day long. Well, after the battle, he helps to care for the British, and then he goes back to his church that weekend to preach. So he has to ride many miles back to his church, and an irate church member accosts him and says, "Yeah, I heard that you fought over there at Bennington, and you're a preacher. Surely you didn't kill anybody." And he said, "Well, I don't know if I killed anybody, but I did notice behind a particular bush there was a frequent flash, and every time that flash occurred, one of our men would fall. So I took aim, and I shot at that bush, and I don't know if I killed him, but I put out that flash." And that's Amen. A preacher by the name of Thomas Allen.
Amen. What about the pulpits? Another thing that was brought throughout your presentation was that of the pulpits, and these Black Robe Regiment would take out their guns and throw them up on top of the pulpit. And I know that there's stories that go along with that, testimonials that, listen, yeah. You know, if they try to get me, I'll get one of them before they get me. How does that one go?
Yeah. Yeah, that's James Caldwell. He pastored in Elizabethtown, New Jersey. And he was a fiery Presbyterian. And in those days, the Presbyterians were kind of the fieriest of the preachers.
Huh.
And in fact, King George called the revolution a Presbyterian revolution. So he blamed it on the Presbyterians specifically. Huh. But anyway, the British put a bounty out on him. And so he would walk into his pulpit every Sunday with two loaded flintlock pistols, and he would lay them up on the pulpit, open up his Bible and preach. And then when he was done, he'd take his pistols and hook them back in his belt, and he'd go to the door and greet his congregation. And he ends up, you know, fighting at the Battle of Springfield, New Jersey. And the British murdered his wife when they occupied Elizabethtown. One of the redcoats jumped over the fence of their house and shot her through the window, hit her in the chest, and killed her instantly. Her name was Hannah. And then eventually, a man that most believe was hired by the British assassinated Preacher Caldwell, caught him unarmed, and shot him dead on a war.
Interesting. And that probably happened more than we know concerning the sacrifice. Yeah. See, that's the kind of stuff that goes right to the heart to me. Those men were willing to do that for their posterity, which just happens to be me and you. And it's very disheartening. And if I could take it to current times, Dan, it's interesting how a couple weeks ago I wrote an article as to how the world is in defiance towards tyranny right now. And I can name the countries, but for the sake of time, let's just get to it. They're acting more like the posterity of our forefathers than Americans are. And it's not a slam or a condemning remark to make towards those people in this country, especially not the doers, but it is to those that are apathetic and tolerant towards what it is that they're putting up with in this country. Everybody's proud of Canada right now, Dan, and I think we all know why everybody's proud of Canada right now.
Of course.
Why are they acting more like our posterity concerning our forefathers than most Americans are today? What say you to that?
Well, I think America has become decadent. We're corrupt. The church is corrupt. I believe the church is the reason we're in the mess we're in. Just like the church is the reason that we fought for independence. Now the church is the reason we're losing our independence. Mm. So we're corrupt. We're materialistic. And we're so afraid that we're going to rock the boat. And so pastors are more concerned about controversy than they are offending God. And so it's caught up with America now. And now we're starting to experience soft tyranny, and it keeps up. And we're going to experience hard tyranny. And some would argue that kind of semi-hard tyranny is already here.
Yeah.
And the Canadians are just a little bit ahead of us on the tyranny side. And the problem is, if we don't teach this story, if the church doesn't get it, then when tyranny comes along, there's not going to be anybody to stand up and do anything about it. And praise God for those truckers in Canada that believe in liberty more than they do their jobs.
Amen. Well, you know, what an opportunity we believers have, Dan. A famous preacher once said that God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you got to first stand up and fight. 1 Timothy 6:12.
Exactly.
And here we are. I was going to make a point as to what's going on concerning all of these other countries that are standing up in defiance towards tyranny. It's interesting that they're looking to Americans to be the beacon of light that God has called them to be. And we find ourselves in so many different ways, frustrating. It is, to say the least, we find ourselves being the tail rather than the head. And it was John Adams, 2 points. John Adams said, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. He also said, decadence follows luxury. So if we can put that together in the final 2 minutes that we have, Dan, what would you say to the American people, now knowing what we know concerning the last three segments that we've had you, what would you say to the American people to exhort them to move on in the faith and encouraging them to cause them to understand that we can do the same thing that our forefathers did because the Lord has not changed in any sense of the word?
Well, the question I would ask them is do they want their children and grandchildren to grow up in a post-free America? I mean, that's what's really at stake here. And do they want the gospel to be driven underground like it is in Red China? I mean, is that what they want?
Amen.
Because we sit here on our hands and we bite our lips. And that's exactly what's going to happen. All it takes, Edmund Burke said it, all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to simply do nothing. And that is exactly what is happening. We're the salt and the light. And if you don't have salt, you have decay. And if you don't have light, you have darkness. And we're not salt and light in the church, because that's like putting salt in the shaker. You got to get it out. Churches got to get out of the church. Christians got to get outside and fight the good fight.
Amen. One more time. I got you for about 30 more seconds. Dan, how do people get your book?
DanFisherBRR.com.
Dan Fisher, one more time.
BRR.com.
BRR.com. Dan, we appreciate you. You might want to consider being the show host as a stand-in. I kid you negative, Dan. I'm sincerely happy that I followed that lead. By having you on the show.
Praise the Lord. Man, it's good to see you again.
You too. And you stay out there. And I know that we're going to be doing a little tour here in about a week here. We're going to be hitting Iowa, Tennessee, Florida, and then South Carolina.
Wow.
We're going to be doing a high school and a college over there. So we're looking forward to that. I hope to, in all sincerity, run into you again. My kids love your ministry.
I'm going to be in North Carolina the middle of March.
Okay. Well, let's stay in touch and let's do this again. Okay. We totally appreciate you, Dan, again, folks. Dan Fisher, the Black Robe Regiment. Thank you, my brother. And, folks, we're going to be back in about 23 hours here. And on Friday, don't forget, we have Jesse Ventura joining us. I'm looking forward to that as well. And, again, we'll talk to you in 23 hours. Folks, love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. 1-866-582-9933. See ya.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.